sounds was recorded on the 18th of August, 1964, Medium Leslie.
Very well.
Are you really?
Yes, dear.
On holiday?
Yes.
Well,
there's only one thing wrong, that's the weather.
Then you ain't gone away?
No.
Why?
Oh, Lord.
No money?
And no money.
No money?
No, darling, no money.
I thought you was going to that place where Les went.
Yes, I know, but you see, we're waiting for a letter to come, and until that comes, it's not much good. It's no use me flying off there, is it now? Oh, is it? I don't know.
I don't know. I know there was some talk about you going to this here place in Denmark, you know.
Yes, well, I
see
don't...
that there film.
That's right. Well, if
it's a long way to go to see a film, ain't it?
Well, I went to the ends of the earth to see that film. Hello, Rudy.
You would go to the ends of the earth to see that film?
Yes, dear, I would.
Well, that is a compliment indeed. Well, I'm still hoping that you will have it. But there is difficulty, unfortunately. But I am doing everything it is in my power to do to impress and to persuade. I feel that we may win, but it is very difficult to be sure. There are certain elements at work which are very difficult. But I have hope. I have not given up hope.
No, dear, I haven't either. Anyway, I know that if there's anything you possibly can do...
Well, I do. I will do everything that it is possible for anyone to do. You know, I cannot say more than that. It has been so difficult in the past, and this time I feel sure that it should be successful. I have, for a long time, endeavored, you know, to... help in this, and I felt so confident this time, and I still feel that it must be. I will do everything. I think you should know in a day or two. I think I have hope that it will be all right.
Thank you, Rudy.
How are you?
Oh, I'm a lot better, thank you, now.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
You are on the holiday, on the vacation.
That's right, yes.
Where is your friend?
Pardon?
Where is your friend?
Oh, she's down here, yes, she's gone out.
And you have not decided to go away this time?
Well, I haven't, because for one thing, from financial reasons, and another thing, if we don't get full care, I'm going to make some kind of effort to go over and see it.
Oh, well, let us hope
so,
that... you will have it here. Mm-hmm. I have confidence that in it will be. I feel it must be. I can't see how it could be otherwise. I am sure in my heart it will be all right. I am doing everything, but there has arisen some complication which I hope we can overcome.
Yes, I know. It's very difficult, I know.
The man is very sensitive. He is very psychic, he does not know it, and I have been very strongly with him, but at the same time he is a little afraid. There are certain things which can affect it, you know, and he does not want to create any difficulty, but I think we shall win, I think we shall win. You must leave it with me, I will do all I can.
All right, dear.
What were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say that I think the real reason is that he's worried about the future relationships with the archives in England.
I think that may well be part of it, but that is not the answer to all of it. There is something else, but it is something which could be got over. I think he has to be very careful, but I think he feels, in a way, he has given a promise and he doesn't want to break it. But the pressure may be hard on him. I am hoping to relieve it. Anyway, leave it for me to do. I will do everything it is possible to do. I shall be with you all on Sunday, which is, I would be what, 69 years of the age. Dreadful.
Yes, I suppose you are.
Let me see, how many years is it? 38, and I was...
You were 31.
I would be of the 69. Oh, dreadful thought.
Yes, it is a dreadful thought. Yes, I suppose you are.
At the time of my coming, I felt a little resentful. I did not want to die. But looking back, I am glad that I did. Besides, there was very little to live for. I had in some ways lost heart. But that is another story. Let us talk about something else. What shall we discuss?
What would you like to talk about? It's near the 23rd. Perhaps you would like to say something, would you?
About what?
I don't know, about this work we're all doing.
Oh, the work, that is the important thing. The rest is not so important. But the work is important. Bringing illumination of the mind, wisdom, truth to humanity, giving them the realization that life truly is continuous, that there is no such thing as death. That is the great work that we have to do. And above all, to make them conscious of their inheritance, not only of the earth and all that the earth can give, which can be beautiful, but the inheritance of the Spirit, the realization of the power of the Spirit in what it can do and what it can achieve, even while yet on earth, to give them a purpose, an incentive to live and to do the things that are good, that all people might live in happiness and peace together, that all nations may forget old sores, and that they might put down the sword and truly take up the things which will cultivate happiness and peace for the future. If only we could break down all these barriers that separate men in all parts of the world. If people could forget self just for a little while and concentrate on the good of others and the goodwill, it would make such a vast difference. There is much hatred, intolerance, unhappiness in the world which man creates through his selfishness and his foolishness. If only people have this truth, this realization of life eternal, it could make such a difference. And if they understood about communication between our world and yours, that there are no barriers, only what man himself sets in his own ignorance. If we could make people see and make them wise in regard to these things, gradually life could be so different, life could be so changed. Truly it could be a world of peace and plenty. There is so much in the world for all, there is so much beauty in the world which all can share. There need be no darkness, no sadness, no sorrow. There could be joy and peace and happiness, and men would live better lives and be happier, and they would find truly the way to freedom of thought and freedom of expression, freedom for themselves to rise to the heights, even though they are still materially bound. And yet, in your world, though people look upon it purely as a material world, there is great spiritual significance in it, great spiritual promise. There is great things which have not yet been discovered, which science gradually will understand and begin to put into action, which could benefit all the peoples of the earth, instead of using science as it is so often used for destruction and for the worsening of the situation of man. It could be made so that man could benefit in so many ways, so that he would have more leisure, more time to think deeply about the things that are important and to do the work which would benefit him and the whole of humanity. It is all very sad for us when we see into your world. Even among those who profess to know something of this truth, we find often much pettiness, much misunderstanding and disruption. We want to change, if we can, all humanity. It is an enormous task, almost an impossible task perhaps, But if we can achieve it here and there gradually, those powers will be so strengthened for good that people will make themselves felt in the world, and people will then begin to think more seriously and take note. We are trying to work through all manner of people, particularly through doctors in regard to health and healing, and also, of course, through the scientists in the way of discovery, that man may, by the benefits of science, be helped. But it is also difficult, at times distressingly disappointing. But we strive, we keep on trying. People just don't know the possibilities of your life, what it could mean, what it could be, how they could be so much happier. If only they would be just that much more sensitive to the things that are real, and not so concerned with the material aspect of things, but to realize that spirit and material things can and should go hand in hand. There should be balance. There's no balance in your world. Most people are so utterly material. They have no time for things on the mind and on the spirit. It is all very disappointing.
Yes, I know that.
But we do our best. We find individuals here and there who are, perhaps without even realizing it, sensitive to these things. They may not fully be conscious of it and the presence of ourselves, but we influence them the same in a different kind of way, but in a smaller way, perhaps a less important way. I am trying to influence this person in regard to this film. It is not easy, but if the person is sensitive and sympathetic and has the realization of what good might be done or might be achieved by the acquiring of this film, I think that he can be helped and influenced. But there are other influences at work which are not helpful, and we have to counteract them, and we have to try to balance, and we have to try to influence and persuade. Sometimes people don't realize our difficulties. When we come to communicate alone, sometimes it is much more easy to speak than others. Sometimes it is impossible to speak. Sometimes the conditions are so fluctuating and so variable, and there are so many influences at work, and sometimes there are many people who are drawn into this from this side. People who come sometimes who are in themselves need of help, who are perhaps a little earthbound. All sorts of influences are brought to bear, all sorts of conditions. They are so variable that we can never be quite sure as to how much we may achieve or how much we may do. And of course all this applies in a kind of way, a rather different way perhaps, but nevertheless a very real way, when we try to enter into your world and try to impress politicians, for instance. And usually they are, of course, very material and very hard and very difficult and very often least likely to be impressed or helped by us. But we strive, and sometimes we are able to avert tragedies or even war. You'd be very surprised how we on this side, in vast numbers, have endeavored to influence and are still influencing people on your world in high places to keep the peace. That is, at the moment, our main task is to keep the peace, to give opportunity in the future for a greater understanding to come between peoples. But of course we must remember too that there have been many changes in your world. Many nations have been what you would call, I suppose, liberated or made free, and they are going through a very difficult time when they are sorting themselves out, trying to find the right leaders and trying to find the right path. And of course when that happens, always there are people who spring up who are concerned with position, concerned with power, and often the wrong people get into those positions because they are the very sort of people who will exert themselves because they love power, want power, and often the person who would best be suited is not the person who will push himself forward or make it so that he could be placed in that position. We are striving to influence good people, particularly to exert themselves. Often the good, strangely enough, do not exert themselves very much, but the wicked, or the so-called bad, are often the type of people who will make the greatest effort and exert themselves the most because they are concerned with material things and material power. But the individual who sees the sadness of the world and the unhappiness of the world, although he may exert himself and often does, he doesn't necessarily exert himself into the position of authority in a political sense. The political leaders are the people that we most want to impress and help. But they are the most difficult people to approach because by heart and by nature they are usually 100% materialistic. They have little thought or time or consideration for the things of the spirit or the things that are vital and important as we see it and know it to be for the goodwill of mankind or for the good of man. It is all very difficult, but we are doing everything that we possibly can. And of course I personally am particularly interested, apart from the wider issues, I am particularly interested in you and the medium and Lynn and many other people who, because of the association that we have and the links with the past and the feeling that exists between us, which is something rather wonderful really, because time has no effect upon it, and as we've always known, love, when it is real love, the right kind of love, it will overcome all time and obstacle, and it seems to draw us closer together with the passing of the years. And it is because of these ties that I am particularly associated and interested, and of course I can obviously therefore influence better those people who are nearer to me in that sense. But there are others that I hope to reach who are not perhaps in the same way, but where you are concerned at this particular time, I want you to know that I am particularly grateful and I am particularly anxious to, not that you expect repayment for love, one never expects that, but I feel that I want to give so much, I want to try and do so much, even in the smaller things, even in perhaps in some of the things which are not quite so important, but which are necessarily perhaps and rightly important to you, or to those of the guild, and those who love my films, I want them to have this present, I want them to know that it is, in a sense, something from me, that I'd like to feel that it is my gift, my little effort that I have made to bring you some happiness and pleasure. And also in a sense, after all, when you watch my films, not that you need my films in a sense to bring me back or to link you up, as it were, mentally and spiritually with me, but in a way they serve a purpose. They give pleasure, apart from the fact that when you watch those films, I know that you are thinking of me, that it sort of brings us together in a way. It is like falling back into the past, and in a sense it's almost as if I am there. But of course I am there in a more real sense now. I'm there in the spiritual sense, and I love to feel that you have happiness and pleasure and joy out of watching my films, and that's one reason why I'm anxious for you to get Bouquet, and why I'm anxious for you to get any other films that may be possible. And I will not rest, in a sense, until such time as you do have particularly Bouquet, and I know that it must come. And I feel this is the great opportunity we have waited for, and I feel sure it cannot be denied us, because it is good. It is not something selfish that we are asking, and it is not doing anyone any harm in any sense that you should have this film. It is giving happiness and pleasure, and in a way it is as much, if not more, ours than anyone else's. We have a greater right to it. I want you to realize this, and I should do everything I can, not only in regard to this particular film but others, but apart from the films, the wider issues are much more vital and important. I shall continue to work with you and help you, each one of you, according to whatever opportunity may occur, whatever the conditions may be, whatever it may be that may sometimes cause difficulty, as it is bound to, when after all you are in a world which is fraught with many dangers materially, and it is very difficult sometimes for us to overcome those difficulties, material conditions, which of course apply more to you in a sense than us, but nevertheless, when we strive to help you sometimes we are thwarted, but we continue. We shall not fail. As I have often said, that which we intend to do is greater than ourselves. We are but the servants of a higher power and a higher love, and it is this power and it is this love that makes all things possible. We shall not fail in that which we have undertaken, for we do a work which is so vital, so important, which will bring new realization and understanding of God to the world and give a greater happiness and joy than the world has ever known before. I know that we have been chosen for this work, each one of us, and each one of us should work together in love and in harmony to do it. We must not doubt, we must not have any fears, we must go steadily on with confidence and with the assurance that all that we do is blessed, truly blessed, and when we have that assurance and that realization and that power and that love and that blessing, nothing is impossible. We must not lose heart. We must not fail. For as I've said so often, we have a work to do that is so great, so vital, so important, that when we think of what it might achieve and what it might accomplish, It is so wonderful to think that we are privileged, we are given the opportunity to help and to serve humanity. It gives me always also personally great joy to come and speak to you and to Lynn, and anyone that will speak to, wants to speak to me, particularly those who are near and dear to me. And I know that in a way the coming anniversary is a day of joy, not a day of sorrow, not a day of unhappiness. There is this tendency to think in your world, when someone passes from your world to this, it is a sad day. There may be a sadness attached to it, because it is human to miss the physical presence. But it is a day of joy, for it is a day of awakening to new life, new realization of the life that is vital and important, that is eternal. It is a day to rejoice. It is a birthday, not a day of unhappiness, not a day of sadness. It is a glorious birthday which we should celebrate, because it is the day of days. It is the day of reawakening. It is the day of realization. It is the day of leaving behind all the heaviness and the sadness of the world and finding a peace which the world cannot give, and a new way of life and a greater sense of freedom. It is a day of rejoicing. Anyway, give my love to all my friends and to you, little friends. You continue as you have gone in the past on that path of spiritual realization and knowledge and progression, knowing that I am often with you and we shall not fail. We cannot fail. It is too important to work to fail. Bless you. I must go. Goodbye.
Bye-bye, Rudy. I'm not failing.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye, Mickey.
He was nice today,
yes.
Wasn't he?
He was full up, I think, wasn't
he? Cheerio, Pip.
Hello.
Give my love to Jess.
Yeah, I will.
Love to Jess. Oh, she did sit once, didn't she?
She sat once, yeah.
She didn't know how to make her, I suppose, did she?
Well, I don't know, because actually quite a few of the things that she was told, that friend of hers...